To Tech Tuesdays. So, because of everything that we're talking about now, we're all forced to stay home, and increasingly so, particularly if you choose not to take the mandated vaccine, if you work, let's say, for MTN or Discovery. And the question we have, of course, is, are internet service providers providing us more spectrum at a cheaper price? Jan Vermeulen joins us.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mlotlo
on Cape Talk.
Editor of mybroadband.co.za, Jan Vermeulen, welcome back. How are you doing?
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. Okay, so do we have, you know, there's a still emergency spectrum that's available until the 30th of June of next year. And it's a kind of a new license offering. Is any of this something that is got a positive knock-on effect for those of us that are working from home increasingly?
Definitely. So it all depends on your circumstances. But for one thing, the mobile network operators have started rolling out 5G services more aggressively.
Yes.
That's one thing. And so while Rain does have 5G, what's happened now is that MTN has rolled out a pretty extensive 5G network already. And in competition with Vodacom, which has also started offering 5G. And we saw MTN launching uncapped 100 megabit per second services on this network recently. And so for folks who are working from home, once again, depending on their circumstances, that might be quite an attractive offer. And that's not something that the networks would have been able to do with their existing allotment of spectrum. And it's not just 5G. I think most of us don't have access to 5G or have necessarily need for a what we call fixed wireless access at home. And in those cases, they've used some of the spectrum, the emergency spectrum given to them, to expand the capacity on their existing 4G network.
Right.
And we can see that in the data that we gather throughout the year from the networks, that steadily the performance on the networks have improved despite the increased pressure on the network. And so the most logical explanation for that is that the networks have increased the capacity in line with the increased demand on their networks. So, yeah, we've definitely benefited.
Help me understand a little bit about that, about Turn. What was the regulatory shift there from the cancellation of the emergency spectrum in November back to allowing us to have it until next June?
Right, so it's an interesting one, and I hesitate to speculate, but to answer your question, I have to a little. And the facts on the table are that MTN and Telkom and Vodacom were going to haul ICASA to court over this, and so we don't know what the outcome of that court case would be, but we do know that it would be a big waste of time and money and resources. And so there was political pressure on this for the first time ever on the spectrum issue, and from the highest level, as in President Ramaphosa himself would stepped in and said, sort this mess out now.
Okay.
And so that political pressure then eventually came down on ICASA, and they had to go to the negotiation tables to see if there wasn't some compromise to be had. Now, here's the main issue, right, is that most of the operators were happy with the temporary spectrum arrangement, but not all.
Okay.
Crucially, Rain and Cell C, I don't think, were that happy.
Okay.
Cell C didn't say anything, but they wouldn't complain if their shirt was on fire at this point. Rain missed out on applying for certain lower frequency spectrum earlier on in the process. And without boring people with the technical detail there, lower frequency spectrum is nicer for rolling out big patches of coverage.
Okay.
And it's particularly suited to rural rollouts.
Right. And growing your footprint.
Exactly, and providing like a base layer of footprint. And Rain doesn't have any of that spectrum. Rain and Telkom don't have any of that lower frequency spectrum. And so RAIN felt like it had missed out. And so as a compromise, RAIN suggested that ICASA must reissue the temporary spectrum instead of just taking it away. RAIN was in favor of it being taken away, but it said it would accept a compromise where ICASA reissues the emergency spectrum and allows everybody to reapply so that they have a shot at getting their hands on some of the lower frequency spectrum. And so ICASA did that. Everybody walked away more or less equally unhappy with the whole arrangement. And I think the only ones who were happy were RAIN. Everybody else, I think, were kind of either ambivalent or unhappy about the compromise in general. And so that's part of the reason for why things played out the way they did. The reason ICASA wanted to take away the temporary spectrum in the first place is I think that they are concerned that this whole spectrum arrangement gets locked in as a permanent thing if the spectrum auction doesn't happen as scheduled next year around March.
Net, as an end user, be it on RAIN or any other provider, I'm more or less a winner.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Okay. Yes, that's absolutely.
Good. Jan, thank you so much. Editor of mybroadband.co.za, helping us understand that a little bit. Good to know as I stay home that we're moving a little bit. And that's our Tech Tuesday.